Prior to him recognizing his creator, what was he? He was one of the leaders of Quraysh who used to harass and trouble. And he had a very bad intention. Listen to the verses. Taha. That obviously no one knows the meaning besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى.
We have not revealed this Quran to you so that it can be a point of distress against you. Because the kuffar used to say, and I think some Muslims also say it today, Islam has too many rules, too many regulations, too many things to follow. It's put too many blockages on things. Islam has to stop us from dressing this way. Islam stops us from mixing with one another, intermingling. Islam stops us from drinking. It stops us from this. It is making life difficult for everyone. Don't some Muslims say that who are weak? May Allah save us. That means they haven't recognized their creator. May we not be from amongst them. Some people come to you and they may ask you that, look, I'm a Muslim, but I don't understand why it's not permissible for me to do this and that and that. By whether you understand it or not, it's a rule of Allah. You might understand some and you might not understand some. When a person breaks wind, why does he make wudu? What is the connection of washing these places and he has never washed where he broke wind from? Never. Whether it makes sense to you or not, it has a higher benefit. Your creator has asked you to do that. Aren't there other creatures that we cannot see? The jinn and the ghaib, the unseen. That is protection from everything. Protection from things that you don't even know. And I don't know. So the kuffar used to say this Quran has come with so many rules and regulations and it's made life difficult for everyone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted verses and Umar ibn al-Khattab read the verse. And he knew in his mind that yes, I know the rumor and this is being clarified. That we have not revealed the Quran to you, O Muhammad, so that it can be a point of distress for you. So now one might ask, so then what is the Quran? So Allah continues to say,
إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَن يَخْشَى.
The Quran is a reminder. But it's not a reminder for those who don't want to be reminded from it or by it. It's a reminder for those who are conscious and who fear Allah. لِمَن يَخْشَى. If it was a reminder on its own, it would have reminded everyone. The whole dunya would be accepting it. Do you know, the ulama of tasawuf have taught us that when you are in the company of a sheikh, it should help you to rectify your ills and your weaknesses and it should make you a better person. For who? For the one who wants that to happen to him or her. Now some argue and they say, no, that argument is not correct. Because the sahaba were in the company of the greatest of all creatures, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how come they were still kuffar who didn't accept Islam? Because they never looked at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the correct eyes. Never. They never looked at him with the correct heart. If they recognized his status, then looked at him, they all became known as sahaba to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But those who did not recognize his status, they can look at him a billion times, they still remained kuffaru Quraysh. Which means today also, when we read the Quran, if we do not understand the status of the Quran or the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will never realize the status of the Islamic rules and regulations that we are being asked to follow. Never. And if you realize the level of your status, the status of your creator, then automatically anyone who tells you anything Islamic, you will shiver and you will adopt it straight away. Oh, today we were told we shouldn't do this. I'm not going to do it. What happened to the Sahaba? You know, when they, radiallahu anhum, when they used to do anything, the Quran revelation used to come. As soon as the verse was revealed, they used to cry and they used to turn back. And they used to go around saying, do you know I did this? And Allah revealed a verse to say, don't do it. I'm never ever going to do it again. Straight away. Today a man eats interest. You go and tell him, bhai, why are you going to that bank? He says, hey, listen, you can't survive without going there. Finished. That's the statement. That's survival for how many years? 50 years, 40 years, 20 years or less? What about the survival forever? Then, what's going to happen? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us contentment with what we've got. Many a time what happens is we are not content with the car we have. So we go and seek haram loans because we need another car when we did not need it in reality. May Allah save us. So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu read the verses.
تَنزِيلًا مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ الْعُلَىٰ.
This is a revelation. From whom? From the one. Allah didn't say تَنزِيلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ. No. Allah is describing who it is. I told you it is more important to understand the concept first. Allah is saying it is a revelation from the one who has created the skies and the earth. The Most High, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa. Allah is confirming that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in total control of everything. And He is the Most High, the highest. What belongs to Him?
لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَىٰ.
Amazing. If you understand this itself, you will drop prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His sake. He owns whatever is in the skies, whatever is on earth, whatever is between them, and whatever is even beneath the earth. I want to take one part of that. What is beneath the earth? And I want to shock you a little bit. If I ask you what is beneath the earth, I'll get two types of answers. Those who speak of creatures beneath the earth, maybe ants, maybe mites, maybe worms, whatever, maybe fish in the sea. That's one type of an answer. And the other, those who are speaking of the minerals and the wealth which is under. That's about roughly what we would speak about. If you go under the ground, do you know that anyone who was created, human being, from the time of Adam alayhi salam right up to today, is still under the ground? In another form, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and those whom Allah has prohibited the earth and the mites from eating their bodies, such as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the bodies are fresher than mine and yours. But when it comes to anyone else, their bodies have decomposed, gone into the soil. But where are they? What is happening? Allah knows everything. What is under there? And let me go a step further. Do you know that the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are so vast? And I'm saying this only for you to recognize this Creator. Allah says,
وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا طَائِرٍ يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحَيْهِ إِلَّا أُمَمٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ.
Nothing that treads the earth, no creature of Allah that is on earth, nor in the skies. None of these creatures are just like that. All of them are nations just like you. All of them are just like you. What does that mean? The ulama have several interpretations, but I want to explain it to you simple, very simple. You've got a father, a mother. They've all got fathers and mothers. You've got cousins and aunts and uncles. They've got it. We've got a security system. They've got it. We've got a justice department. They've got it. I don't know if they've got SARS that side. But we've got everything. They've got it. We've got households, they've got it. We've got system of marriage, they've got it. We've got the penal code, they've got it. All